Okay. So hopefully by the end of the discussion, we'll enlighten you a little bit about what's going on if you aren't seeing it on a day-to-day basis. So at least you have some foundation, but also the value of the partnership between cybersecurity and legal, because there's not a day that goes by, I don't think, that I don't at least pick up the phone and ask Diana one question, or we're not sitting in a meeting together on some topic around cyber as it relates to IT and beyond. So with that.
And if you learn nothing else in our presentation, you'll be extremely reluctant to ever bring your laptop to a hotel and open it up. But I'll let Anessa tell you why.
And look, we want to make this as interactive as we can. So if you all have questions along the way, we literally have three slides. So it is intended to be very interactive and for you guys to ask questions along the way. So feel free to do that. As an agenda, we're going to give you a little bit of an overview of the state of cybersecurity on a global front, meaning we're going to look at this beyond the scope of just power and oil and gas, but look at it from a very high level industry-wide. And then we're going to take a dive down into what's been going on in the power industry really in the last 6 months. And then we'll go through what we believe are our top 10 that your companies should be looking at or should be evaluating against as you build out a cybersecurity program. And then, of course, Q&A is throughout, but we'll take questions at the end as well. Okay. So what's going on in the world of cyber? Anybody see the Dropbox hack this week? Who has a Dropbox account? Go reset your password right now. No, seriously, we saw 30-plus million accounts hacked through Dropbox last week. Experian's going to announce one this week, just FYI. So if you have credit monitoring with Experian, you probably want to go reset that password too.